Be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him, raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realized that he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? But none but this foreigner has returned to give thanks to God. Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We have a lot to be grateful for, do we not?
Yes.
You know, the fact that we woke up today is a gift from God. And I have to tell you that my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. Because for some reason, I work every Christmas and Easter. And I'm usually very tired and grumpy. And don't want to really be around people after the last Mass. But for me, Thanksgiving is a very special holiday. This past Sunday, Father Andrew and I at our rectory hosted 15 priests for priestsgiving, and it was a good time to be with the brothers, and yesterday we had a luncheon. So it's a time to gather with people that we love. And like most of you, today I will go and see my own family, my parents, and my siblings who live down in Harbor City. We're going to gather in Torrance. And my family has a tradition that we've been doing since the late 80s, I think it was 1987. What happened was my mom and dad got into a little fight, right? Not that arguments ever happen in your families, do they? Especially when you're in the kitchen and you don't want anybody to go in your kitchen when you're cooking, correct? So my mom told my dad, "Get out of the house and take your kids with you," right? So we did. It was Thanksgiving morning and my mom was hungry, so my dad said, "Let's go grab something to eat." You remember in the 80s, nothing was open on Thanksgiving Day, remember? So my dad took me and my sister and my younger brother in the car, and the only thing open was Jack in the Box. So since 1987, we eat Jack in the Box tacos Thanksgiving morning as a remembrance of the fights that my parents had, right? But every family has their traditions, do we not? And what makes Thanksgiving so special are those unique family traditions where we gather around people that we love and we say, "Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of our life. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of the people that we love." And we are so blessed in so many different ways. So the first thing that we all need to be thankful for is the fact that we have the gift of another day. The fact that you were able to wake up today and come to this beautiful church and to gather around the Lord's table, it's a gift from God, is it not? You look to see what's going on in the world right now. You see, you know, what's going on in the Holy Land where people can't just peacefully worship. So the fact that we're able to come to our beautiful Holy Family Church to start our Thanksgiving Day. So we need to live life to the fullest, my friends. That's an act of gratitude by saying, "God, you've given me the gift of this life. I'm so thankful for life. I'm not going to sit back and do nothing, but rather I'm going to live my life to its fullest." We need to be thankful for our family and friends. We all have people in our lives that we are grateful for. So tell them that today. Tell them that you love them. Tell them that you're thankful for them. Let them know what they mean to you. So no fighting today, okay? No fighting. You know, we spend so much time on hurt here on earth, dividing each other, do we not? Politics, sports, religion, you know, languages that we speak. We're all God's children at the end of the day. So love those people in your life. And more importantly, tell them that, because tomorrow's not guaranteed. We're grateful for our material blessings that God has blessed us with. The meal that we're going to eat today, the clothes that we wear, all those things that we take for granted. We need to thank God for those and show gratitude to Him. There are many people that we love that we miss, do we not? Who have died. And in a special way today, we feel that void. You know, I miss my grandparents terribly. You know, I can't wait to see them again one day. So we need to be thankful for the fact that for us Catholic Christians, death is not the end. To be thankful that Jesus opened the gates of heaven for us. And that God willing, we will be with those family members again one day today. So it's okay to miss them. But don't forget, you will be with them again one day, God willing. And finally, if I were to ask you the question, what are you thankful for? How would you answer that? So I'm going to give you permission to speak in church right now, okay? So I want you to turn to the person closest to you and share three things that you're thankful for, okay? How many?
Three.
Yeah. I want a short version of your homily right now, okay? So share three things that you're thankful for. Go ahead. What do you think? You should see the joy on your faces right now while you're sharing that. It's such a beautiful thing to show gratitude, to say how thankful for we are. So let's live Thanksgiving out every day, not just in November, but let's be grateful for what we truly have. Amen?
Amen.